Hey guys, this is Niveda Muralidharan. In this podcast, I'm going to share how to increase sales on Amazon. So this is one of the most common questions that I get, like how can I increase my sale on Amazon? See, there are lot of factors involved in increasing the visibility of the product or increasing the sales. So I'm going to share in this podcast whatever I have noticed in the recent years, which is working and which are the major factors, only those I'm going to share it. The first primary thing is that so whenever you are listing a product or you are selling your own private label products or you are mapping a very good to selling branded products, it is very important that you are finding out top selling products. That is, the product should have good demand in the market. See, because you like a product or because you have a product in stock or because you feel that the product is useful to you, it doesn't mean that the entire country needs it. So you have to sell a product which has good market demand. That is very, very important. So you can use tools like Jungle Scout or other tools in finding out which are the top selling products in each and every category, or go to Amazon.in, search for a particular keyword and see the best seller products so that you will get some idea. So make sure you select the products. So maybe consider that you are launching 10 products. It is not necessary that all the 10 should be winning products. So you have to figure out winning products. So now next, what is the step is that do a proper listing. A proper listing refers to proper title, proper description, proper bullet points. So make sure that the title, description, bullet points has the main keywords. So if I'm planning to buy earphone, the earphone should be present in the title, description, bullet points. And make sure that all the points are covered. So whenever I see a product page, I may get few questions whether this will be suitable for this phone or so and so. So make sure that all the questions are answered in a description and bullet point itself. And next, very important thing is images. So try to add as many images as possible and make sure that the images is of good quality. So good quality here, I mean good pixel. So even when they zoom it, the clarity should be there. And also, if for example, few categories require model pictures, consider that you are selling a sari, it requires model picture. So make sure that everything is appealing. So images also play a very major role. And another factor is reviews. So I completely understand in the initial stage you will not be able to generate reviews. But once you have launched a product and consider that you have started getting sales, you can message your customers. Message in the sense, you can mail your customers. You have buyer seller message system in Amazon itself, or you can use external third party tools. Like Feedbackify or Celerion, so through which you can ask for feedback to the customers. But this review is a long process, so try to accumulate reviews for the products. So this is one of the important reviews, one of the important factor in generating sales. So you would have given up a good title, a description, bullet points, images, and now what else? So do you think that everyone will be seeing your product? Definitely not. So you have to work on the visibility of the product. So for this, you go to manage inventory and click on edit button. There will be an option called keywords. Search terms, you will get an option called search terms or keywords. So make sure that you enter the keywords. So you can check out my YouTube video. I'll share the link along with this podcast. So make sure that you update your product listings with the keywords. The keyword should be relevant to the product. So whenever you are selling, consider that you are selling a pot, a flower pot. All the keywords should be related to the flower pot. So make sure that the keywords are related to the flower pot and it is added. So it should be of character 200 bytes. So make sure it is done. And once this is done, don't expect that the product should come on the first page, second page immediately or within few months, because you have a lot of your competitors who are already selling for many months. They have good reviews and they may be, you know, seller flex sellers or FBA sellers, etc. So next step I would request is that go to advertisement tab and create a campaign. I always do the below steps. Whenever a client launches a new product, I go and create an automatic ad, I go and create a manual ad and a product targeting ads. So this is very, very important. Though you are sure of the keywords, try to create an automatic ads and optimize this ads. So advertisement is very, very important. Out of all these steps I said, I basically feel that ads play a major role in sales. So you have started creating ads. So even then you won't get most of the visibilities. So I always prefer clients that just to test the product for 10 to 15 days in easy ship or self ship, whatever the mode that you are doing. Test the product in easy ship or self ship. The self ship visibility will be very, very less. Easy ship visibility will be good, but FBA visibility will be very, very good. So once you have tested the products for 10 to 15 days and you are able to make at least one or two sales, then send the product to FBA. Once you send the product to FBA, your visibility increases. And because of this, your ads reach also will be good. So slowly you will be ranking. Your sales rank will slowly increase. And if you are a Sellerflex seller, please do it. And if you have multiple warehouses across India, like you have one warehouse in South, one in North, so make sure that you could test the products by sending to South, sending to North, so that you know you are able to find out who are your target audience. Because I could still see that few products are selling good in North, few products are selling good in South. So it depends on the taste of the people also. So if your product is very specific that only these types of people will use, and if it is a seasonal product and all, please test it out with ads and also do send it to FBA. See, apart from all this, consider that your brand has a trademark and the trademark is registered. So by government, if the trademark is registered, you can go and do brand registry on Amazon. So please go ahead and do the brand registry once it is done. And once you have found some winning products, so consider that you launched 10 products this month. And in 3 months, you found that one or two products are picking up good and you've already sent that to FBA. And you feel that those two products have good potential, start working on the product. How to work on the product? See, whenever there is a product, you will get returns. Leave the courier returns. Whenever you get customer returns, analyze all the reasons. Take a paper or take an Excel sheet. Analyze all the return reasons. So just work on the return reasons and check whether any of these points can be included in the description or bullet points to avoid the return. Or you can even include in the image. So all these small factors will reduce the return. So you have to educate your customer. That is very, very important. So work on your listings, work on your returns. So once you have done it and you feel that this product really have good potential, and if there is any quality issue also, you can just change it and go and work on EBC content. EBC or A plus catalog. So A plus catalog is nothing but you are going to add images to your description. This is applicable only for brand registered sellers. So to register a brand, you need a trademark to be in registered status. Once you have done it, go and apply for EBC and submit EBC. EBC even you can do, you don't need any third party. If you have time, please you can do it yourself or hire any third party service providers. So once you have done EBC, start working on sponsored brand ads. Sponsored ads is there, brand ads is also there. So you would have already launched automatic ads, manual ads and product targeting ads. To launch sponsored brand ads, don't include all low selling products. Only if your product has high visibility, good number of sales, work on sponsored brand ads. This is my personal opinion, because many people are wasting money on sponsored brand ads. Sometimes you know your ACoS level, that is advertisement cost of sales, will be very, very high. So work on sponsored brand ads only for top selling 3 to 5 products. Don't work on all the products. You can work on that also, and that will help you to show your products at the top of the page, in the first page or the top of the page. And another thing is that you can create your own brand store. So again, as I mentioned, when you have your brand registry on Amazon, you can go ahead and create a brand store. So this brand store will be helpful to make your, to divert your visitors and come and see all of your products. So consider that I'm selling home decor products. Okay, so a person has seen one of my home decor, maybe a furniture, and when he click on my name, seller name, so he can see all them. But when he clicks on my brand name, he can see all of my products. So when he sees all of my product, he may get impressed that this particular seller is selling very good products, and he may also become a regular customer to you. So if your brand is registered, do work on a brand store. See, again, I'm saying for brand store also, you don't need any service providers. You yourself can go and create, just you have to have some designing knowledge. In case you don't have any designing knowledge, you can hire designers on many Facebook groups or any freelance site. Or even if you feel that you don't want to waste your money on designer, go to canva.com, design yourself. Already all the dimensions will be available on Amazon. Or you can just raise a case. like where can I upload the EBC store or where can I create a brand store, they will share you the link. If you go to the link, there will be a section where they are sharing us each and every dimension that is required for banner creation. So you can do this. So all these factors are really important for increasing the sales. See, apart from this, there are a lot of factors, but these factors I generally say to all my clients whenever they are planning to launch a product. So figure out good selling product, launch the product, then in few days send it to FBA, make sure that the product has good title, description, bullet points, images, ad search keywords. Work on ads. Ads is very important. Out of all these, I would rank ads as number one. So you may feel that you are wasting money, but if you are optimizing the ads, you know, you won't waste your money. And make sure that, you know, you have some budget for advertisement so that you can increase your selling price accordingly. Each and every brand is spending money on ads, so the selling price or MRP is set accordingly only. So make sure you do all these steps. And I definitely that this all these steps will increase your sales. Happy selling. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome to the next podcast. So in the previous podcast, I shared what are the ways to improve sales on Amazon. So I did not discuss about an important factor, which is called pricing. So I thought of making a separate podcast for same. The reason is that pricing plays an important role in sales. See, consider that you are selling a product and your competitor is selling the same product at 500 or 100 rupees or even 1 rupees less, only your competitor will get the product. So it is really important that your pricing is really good and it is competitive also. So this is very, very important. And not only that, see, whenever you have an MRP, see, consider that the MRP of the product is 1000. So if you are selling a private label product, you will set the MRP. So consider that you are selling the MRP as 1000, don't sell the product at 1000 itself. Definitely no one will buy, even I won't buy. Even I am in this field, but even I won't buy this product when the MRP and selling price is same. So it is important for you to set a proper MRP and a selling price. So selling price you can set like 30% or 40% or 20% off based on your product. So in case you are a reseller, I completely understand all these are not possible. So in that case, you will just, list the product and you will sell it competitively. And apart from this, so you will have MRP and you will have standard price. So my suggestion, you should have an MRP like 1000 and standard price something like, 800 or 700, something like that. So apart from this, what are the other ways that you can give discounts on Amazon is that work on sale price and work on coupons. So either you can give a sale price with the start date of today and end date of someday, or you can work on coupons. So I have seen that both have different visibility. So still I am not able to figure out, which one is best, coupons or sale price, because for few products I could feel that, coupons are working well, for few products sale price are working well. So it is like a test only. So generally what I will do, consider the MRP is 1000. And we can give 20% off on MRP. So then 10% another extra off means I'll split that into sale price 5% and coupon 5%. So either this way you can split, or you can create a coupon alone, or you can create a sale price alone. So anything is perfectly fine. But the idea is that the customer should feel that there are a lot of offers apart from the standard price. That when customer feels that there are 2 to 3 offers, he has a very good chance of buying the product. And not only this, when you have a good pricing, you will get the buy box also in Amazon. So which is very important, because only when you have a buy box, you will be eligible for creating ads. So in simple, what is buy box means? You should have the buy now button in Amazon. So this buy now button, depends on a lot of factors. I will cover that in a separate podcast. So now this is called the pricing part. So you should focus on all this. And whenever you get an opportunity called lightning deals, so please opt in for the lightning deals. Lightning deals are actually chargeable. So whenever you get a mail or whenever you see it in the panel, make sure that you read the recent policies. And but I would suggest it's of a very small amount only. So I would suggest you to opt in for lightning deal and test it. So for few products, lightning deal will increase the sales. For few products, nothing will happen. So make sure that you opt in for the lightning deals also. And if you get any calls from Amazon, very big sellers usually used to get calls from Amazon saying to decrease the price so and so much, or they say that you will put it on the front page deal, etc. So they may even charge you additionally. So if you are getting any opportunity, don't hesitate, just test it out. Test it out for few products with a smaller amount, and if you feel satisfied, so then you can proceed further. So don't waste lot of money in that. Just make sure that you invest small amount of money in front page deals or something like that, and test out the products. If your product is working, just work on it. So pricing is another important factor for sales. So make sure that your pricing is very, very competitive. Thank you.